Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Welcome to another brand new episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories.
And we work to prove the conspiracy theories of you, the listener, who listen to us talk.
Why would you do it? We don't know, but here you are, so we'll listen to your nonsense now.
Guess we're going to have to. I'm David Borey.
I'm Langston Kerman, and you paused after you said the burr as if you were expecting me to have a thought on it. And I respect your introductions too much to throw in all my tidbits on them.
No, I just wanted to let it set.
I got you.
That's one of my favorite ad-libs of all time.
You got to let that cool, that yeah. pie cool in the windowsill.
Come on. Burr! It was always so great when he did it.
We had
I really look up to that guy.
We have an email that it's a headline, a subject line to top all subject lines. I think it really caught the attention of all of us, I would say. Everybody sort of perked up at the sight of this subject line. It's very simply put, do back shots make that ass fat? ?
This tale was as old as time.
A tale as old as time. A
song
great question.
As old as rhyme.
It comes to us from a person named Noah. Noah sent us this message and he said, "Dear Langston and my man from the Congo, David, my girlfriend and I love your show so much and we be fucking."
Hey.
Hell yeah, Noah. I guess you have our support. I don't know.
She wanna fuck with the pig?
Yeah. We're not rooting against you here, Noah. It is worth noting for those listening at home that Noah also CC'd his girlfriend in this email. So I guess to help verify that they do in fact be fucking.
I believe that you have sex.
Yeah, for sure. And his girlfriend is here to notarize that if need be. But they be fucking. And then he goes on to say, "We were wondering if the legend that back shots enhance one's backside is indeed true. Will my girl's ass get fat if I hit it from the back? Sincerely, two niggas in love, Noah." And then it also, I'm not going to say what it is, but it also has a university signature on the bottom of it.
That's what I love about a lot of our emails, though. It's just like some ratchet shit. And then you're like, "Oh shit, you work at blank, 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 A&T?
Whoa, you're the DA of Tallahassee?
Yeah.
This is wild that you would send us that."
We got a lot of ratchet professionals, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, you guys are going to lose your jobs, but we're grateful that you came and fucked with us even for a moment.
No, we appreciate you.
I'd love to hear your thoughts on this because this is, we talked about this off mic, but this is something that we've sort of covered on the podcast before in this Sashir Zameda episode, but we've never gotten you to weigh in on it. And I think this is important for you to put your two cents in.
I've heard a lot about this, you know what I mean? So I definitely, you know, I've heard this from a lot of different people that if you're really getting after it, you can't, like, it's like almost like the idea of like working up a callus on your hands from doing hard labor outside, except you're doing hard labor in that ass.
I see. I had never heard it that way before.
That's how I've always mentalized. That's how I've always absorbed it.
I got you. I think I always pictured it as like a chemical reaction. That like whatever my peen is doing inside of the lady from that angle is subsequently causing a hormonal response that makes the ass fat. I never considered that this was sort of like a puffed up booty from just years of.
I always thought it was a physical, like you ever see like a boxer's knuckles and the shit looks like it's just a pad?
I'm very proud of this, but cauliflower rear is the first thing that came to mind. And
yo, come on. Come on. This man is on strike. He has to strike with a brain like listen, that.
AI can't do it.
That's amazing.
AI can't do that. You guys cauliflower rear.
That just fucked me up. That was greatness, man.
Call motherfucking bars, nigga. You know nothing about that.
Gas me up, dog. Gas me up. It feels good.
No, you deserve every little bit of that. Come on. That's the title of the episode.
That's the name of my next child, if I get any say in it.
That's the album for sure. Are you kidding me? Cauliflower rear? That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because then it becomes, I like this because then it becomes permanent. It isn't just sort of like you had it for a while and then it'll disappear. That's the shape of your shit now.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I've always thought is that, like, if you're really, she has to learn to absorb, right?
Yeah.
So that's what's happening is the body is, or he, I'm not, this can go for men or women. I assume back shots are the same regardless.
Yeah, and that is a good question. I don't know that I've ever considered it for men, but I would presume that especially based on your argument, it would have to be true for men.
I think it's just a physical thing.
Yeah. And that's also true for heterosexual gentlemen that get pegged by women. Yeah. You're probably going to get a fat ass
She's delivering a blow,
if she's hitting it like she's supposed to.
I mean, if she has the lower stomach muscles developed to really put in that punishment, you pop out with a fatty. I think between that and like trips to the gym, I've always kind of believed this. I think that it takes a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think, and this is something we talked about in the Sashir episode, that it is often pitched as like the first time that a woman has sex, you can tell because their body's changed. Like they start getting thick and like everything changes. Right. And I've never believed that. Like, I don't think it's some immediate reaction. I think it's like anything where it's like you drink enough juice and you're gonna start to see a physical change in your body.
You sit down too much, you're gonna feel your body get different.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? I think DMX said it the best where he said, since you gave me the pussy, that ass is getting fatter.
I like that because he's really emphasizing the me in that story.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
He's like, I wasn't the first one that got it, but no. That ass after me done changed.
Getting fatter.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's my favorite love song. I could go on and on about how it's just the story of star-crossed lovers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Never had a chance. Something can't go wrong. It does. But the point is, I've always felt like that. It makes sense to me.
I will say that I looked up some of the old Sashir research, and one of the things that they do say is that through sex, there is a hormonal change that can happen inside of the body. The way the body looks and functions will naturally change from like regular intercourse. They didn't specify back shots, but we can presume that that's part of the deal. You know,
back
what I mean?
Shots isn't in your regular. You're already fucking up.
Yeah, no, you gotta at least consider it. It's gotta be a threat at some point.
Standard moves. That's not even coming off the top ropes.
That said, one of the things that they said is sex is not the only way for these changes to happen to your body. There's also stress, excessive eating, alcohol use, weight gain, infections, medication, sleep cycle, smoking, and polycystic ovary syndrome. All of these things could potentially influence the same hormones that make that ass fat.
But since you gave me the pussy, there's the option.
But if your theory is in fact true, then there is a very real chance that the ass growing specifically can be achieved without all of the potential other changes that might happen from those hormones that, you know, in your body, be it poor health or a big belly or whatever it is that might happen.
And by the way, I also don't think you're going to be like, if you had a little booty, you're not going to be jumping out the gym. Like, I'm not saying that this is going to turn you into Pinky overnight.
Right.
But do I think that, yeah, you could come up on a little bum up? Yeah.
And also, I think more to the point, give it a try. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, let's take some notes, y'all.
Do some independent research.
Take some measurements monthly.
Yeah, that we're here at My Mama Told Me always encouraging you guys to do back shots on each other. And
Oh, yeah.
And no, if you just so happen to get thicker, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Holy shit, look at them buns.
We want y'all fucking is what I'm saying.
Yeah, we want y'all fucking. We want you listening to the podcast. We want you subscribing and we want you fucking. That's really all we care about.
And if you can get a fatter ass because of it, God bless it.
Yeah, that's just good research.
Yeah. I'm fully on board with this one.
You're on board. And I am one to jump on board for a conspiracy theory that wows me and surprises me almost immediately. And you wowed me today. So I'm on board too. I'm here for the old cauliflower rear.
Oh man, love it. I love what you did there. This is really good. This is really good.
I think we did it.
This was record timing.
Yeah, I don't think we usually cover things this quickly, but I don't think there's that much to discuss. So Noah and your sweet baby boo, congratulations on the sex that you're already having, and we encourage you to have even more effectively fat ass inducing sex.
Yeah, man, plump that shit up like you're gonna eat it.
like a Thanksgiving hog.
There you go. Yeah.
You plump it up. Two Christmas hams.
Make that shit look like a tube of popped biscuits.
Sure. Bori, could you tell the people where they can find you? What cool shit you have going on?
I'll be in your city backshotting. June 18th.
God willing.
Lord willing. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm like a Johnny Appleseed of backshots. I'd love to do it every city I go to. We don't talk about Johnny Appleseed enough.
No, we don't. What a weird guy. He was just planting apples everywhere he went.
You know, I understand it. June 18th, I'm going to be headlining the DC Improv with my man Jamel Johnson. I am working on a tour for this fall, so dates are coming post haste. And watch out for that.
Hell yeah. And as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman. And if you live in West Jordan, Utah, I'd love to see you June 23rd and 24th. If you live in Philly, come on out July 6th through 8th. And if you live in Wilmington, North Carolina, July 28th and 29th, I'm going to be up in that thing. And as always, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can like the podcast. You can leave us your reviews. We value all of that shit. And if you want to send us your own conspiracy theories, if you want to send us drops, if you want to prove that the back shots are working, send it all to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Okay. Bye, bitch.
And I ain't playing, nigga.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
My mama told me.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.